100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's my goofy headset or airplanes flying overhead. I'm at the Dallas Airport Comfort Inn for a music jam with a bunch of Second Life musicians and other folks, and it's kind of cool. The topic this week was zoo. And it is kind of a zoo here sometimes, but oh, never mind. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. First up, it's Thomas, a fifth coffee.
It was a zoo in there. Every farewell party they had at the office turned out this way. Mr. Wood, the boss, a small person, took off his clothes and danced on the counter that held the donuts and coffee machine. Today, his secretary, Greta, was in the corner by the water cooler. She sobbed and blubbered about leaving for her job in Austin. She would miss Mr. Wood and their impromptu couplings in the copy room, and she would miss Mr. Wood's attention and the smell of his cologne. Most of all, she would miss the farewell parties.
Midget reading a midget's... Oh, wait. Oh, God. He's got another one. Oh, hold on. Here we go. Let's line that one up. Come on, Midget. Wake up.
It was a teasing zoo. Someone had the bright idea and the monetary backing of rich Hollywood self-indulgent debauchees. Those invited and attending the zoo could throw things at the monkeys and squirt water in the faces of the older animals. The zoo was very popular for a while, but when word got out, PETA, the SPCA, and other animal rights groups stormed the zoo and took the operators hostage, only to turn the tides by opening a teasing zoo of their own. This time, the animals had their chance for revenge, and it was horrendous, but funny.
Thank you, Thomas. And thank you, Midget, for, well, suffering being stuffed in the overhead compartment. Do you know what kind of hotel damages a midget can rack up when he's all crazed and stuff? Oh, God. Oh, well, there go all my Discover card points. Well, good news is next week, after we get that topic, let's go with another image. We'll go with another image from Thomas. Whoa, I've got my phone going off. I better prep this thing by Sevda then while I take care of that alarm. So, you'll enjoy this.
The monkey slips his hand into the pocket, gently withdrawing the master key as the attendant slumbers against the enclosure. He scampers over to the door, hands fumbling with the turning of the lock. Nearby animals watch the events unfold. Freedom! He yells. The enclosure is suddenly evacuated. He pauses, noticing the longing look from the animals. He sets out on his self-appointed quest, freeing everyone. Some run, fly, or slither off with glistening eyes of mischief. Run, he chants, scurrying up a tree, swinging branch to branch alongside the zoo's parade, discovering their new life.
Thank you, Sevda. By the way, if you're wondering what that was my wake-up alarm on my phone. Very rarely does the alarm wake me up. I wake up long before any alarms go off, and then I putter around and all that, and then I forget to turn off the alarm, and then it goes off, and oh, crap, I gotta do it, and then it's stumbling back. Doesn't accomplish anything. I should just, you know, when I wake up before the alarm, go back to sleep. Just budget time with the alarm, you know, what I need to get done. Whatever. So, next story. I'm just chugging along here. I keep thinking of breakfast. I've got a little bit from dinner last night stuffed in the in-room fridge here, and there is an in-room microwave and an in-room coffee machine and an in-room this and an in-room that. Yep. Yeah, we're living the life of single serve friend. Yes. Welcome to Fight Club. Okay, who's going to fight next? Peter Wood. All right, and no story attached. Wow, the midget is getting a workout these days. Man. Oh, I hope he doesn't lose it. Well, here we go with Peter's story.
The last rays of sunlight glint over the high perimeter wall as I walk past the food stands closed for the night, and through the litter left by the other animals, the ones the zoo cannot keep but let in every day with their opposable thumbs and wallets. The animals they let in make way for the ones they cannot keep out. The lions roar, preparing to sleep, but the rats of the main residences, as big as cats, are ignored by the keeper who approaches. "Excuse me, sir. We're closed now. Can you make your way to the exit?"
"Thank you, Peter. And I just want to remind people if... Yeah, that I'm not... Did he finish that one? I don't know. Well, if the midget totally blows one, here's a suggestion. Google a recording MP3 or MP3 tutorial. Give it a shot yourself. How much worse can it sound? I'm recording at a freaking airport, you know? Well, next up, we have the return of Lena Ash. You see, if, you know, folks do some stuff and all that, and then they go off and they go on an adventure, they climb Mount Everest, or they go do laundry, and by the time they're done, you know, because it takes a long time to get fitted sheets onto a bed, they come back. You see? Isn't that cool? I think it's cool. So, here's one from Lena Ash, and it's going to be read by the midget again. He's starting to foam at the mouth. So, I'm going to go get my coffee and maybe, hopefully he doesn't trash this computer, because I don't have my tools with me.
"There's a hippopotamus in my line who cannot make up her mind. A goldfish that can't stay focused enough to finish the sentence that almost out of his mind. A group of kittens to interest in what's happening next to them to tell me what they need. A dodo that's living up to his name when I tell him his choices are on his feed. A bunny that's quite to tell me what she wants to eat, that with me speaking up for her to hear me, she thumps and tries to flee. I know I'm the zookeeper today, but I feel like I'm the one in the cage. I guess it's just one of those days."
Aw, poor midget, being driven batty by the zoo. That is life. Thank you, Lena Ash. Next up, it's the man who has a zoo of madness in his mind. And, no, it's more like a 3-ring circus, a 5-ring circus, an infinite ring circus. Remember, the ring of power of Mordor is the 1%, because it is one ring to rule them all. So, let us have our 100-word story's occupation continue with Muncie. Muncie. Muncie? Muncie. 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 Definitely. Definitely Muncie.
"Hey, kids. You want to hear a 100-word story's based on a prompt? Huh? You don't? Oh. Well, then I have some terrible news about what podcast you've accidentally downloaded, because that's pretty much all we do around this corner of the internet. Does the internet even have corners? A truck would have corners, but the internet's more like a series of tubes. Let's tell a story. Zoo, by Christopher Monroe. You will not turn this courtroom into a zoo. The judge seethed, and I suppose I saw his point. Calling a lion tamer in as a character witness was one thing, but a cage of monkeys as evidence in a murder trial was beyond the pale. Perhaps I should have apologized. Instead, I threw open the cage. Monkeys exploded out of it, and everything was chaos. Lawyers, bailiffs, and jurors scrambled, dodging flying poo as best they could. Hilarious. I was sad to make my exit amidst that grand chaos, but I had to. They'd have inevitably found me guilty. More of my writings at munzeestories.blogspot.com. Less of my writing on Twitter at MunzeeMunzee. Talk to y'all next week."
Thank you, Munzee, for Munzee for actually recording that. Midget's trying to catch his breath over there. He's not looking good. I may need to get him some oxygen. Normally, I've got this oxygen tank for him to breathe into to, you know, get really, really high, and then he gets weird. But you know, I had to leave it behind. You can't bring oxygen tanks on planes. Otherwise, you know, kaboom! Everything can explode these days, even ketchup packets. So, next up is Zachman. Oh, good. And he's got two, I think. I'm not sure. Hold on, let me check. And, yeah, he's got two. So, thank God that I put all these on the laptop before I came out. The bandwidth here? My Lord. When I try to upload this, it's probably going to take an hour. Or five. That's okay. I've got time. That's why I wake up early. I'm not going to go for a walk, though. I mean, you walk, you're going to wind up right on a runway here. I think we are on the runway. If I hold out my hand, someone will say, you know, please sit down and put your tray table in your upright position. That's how close I am to the airport. Either that or when I try to go to bed, the TSA agent says, okay, you know, step up, take off your shoes. Cheap joke. And, well, that's all we can afford here, really. We don't have advertising, and we don't have sponsorship, and we certainly don't have underwriting from some government agency. Why would we want that? Oh, Zachman, in his story.
This all started because I am an animal keeper, and there was a new program director who did not understand the concept of a morning zoo show. Although the noises the animals made voiced more sense than some of the other radio shows, especially the extreme left or right wing talk shows, if someone tells you a trained monkey could do a job, they never tried to train a monkey. It was like taking candy from a baby. Nearly impossible. Now I am the morning guy. The animals are gone, but the studio still smells of monkey poo.
Hey, wait, I recognize that. Oh, never mind. One more from Zachman. Here we go.
Hello, have some candy. Since I am at work most of the time I am awake, Halloween is one of the few times I see any of my neighbors. The teenager asked, was it your house that had the ape-like creatures running around it last week? My mother thought that something had escaped from the zoo. Sorta, he replied. I didn't have time to decorate, so I called Rent-A-Morlock. How old is your little brother? He is not really my brother. I thought myself too old to go trick-or-treating, so I called Rent-A-Child so I would have an excuse.
Thank you, Zachman. Thank you. I like saying that. I like saying thank you. I don't like saying please or I'm sorry, but I will say thank you a lot. So it's like, oh, I hit you in the face. Oh, thank you. You know, I'm looking at this next one here. In large letters, there are updates. So you know who this is going to be. That's right, it's Tom. This can be, he's probably going to be like, and this person slips back into 975th place. So we're going to find out if there are any more monkeys. Think there are any more monkeys? Think there are any more monkeys that have to update? It'll take like 15 hours for WordPress to come. Even though I've got WordPress now running on my iPhone. I finally turned on the XMPCCLXY. So now I've got a new vulnerability in my sites. Oh, and if you didn't notice, I turned off comments. Because all these times I've been saying, oh, please leave comments. And you're like, whatever. I'm like, okay. Click. Now only spammers send comments on the old stuff. Okay, what the hell did that accomplish? I've got like 15 comments in the freaking queue from these damn robots. Oh, yeah, Jacksonville Jaguar tickets. And what else do these stupid things send here? Let's check. And no, here's one. Online slots, 6 Mervablif. So if anyone's in the market for 6 Mervablif, some to choose from now are advertising, easy to follow other options. 500 calorie HGC diet protocol. Oh, that's what Keiko is on. Ticket Genie for New England Patriots tickets, because I'm in Dallas, so I want to watch the New England Patriots. And cheap metallic Uggs. The Iron Boot. Okay. There are some sick things that go on in airport hotels, but the Iron Boot. Ask me sometimes. Here's Tom.
Hello, night people. I've got updates. We have gone 4 months in a row in double digits. Story average is at all-time high of 10.75. We have had 292 authors submit stories. Of those, 144 decided it was quite enough, thank you very much. Chris, the nuclear kid, moved into the 47th place. Thomas Screams into the 29th place. Young Danny Dreyer now occupies the 36th place, just 4 stories behind Linda. Steve the Nuclear Man is 3 stories behind Justin. Just as I was about to lap Jeff Heights with 59 stories in a row, he suddenly appears with his 60th tale. I'll get you next week, Mr. Heights. Tonight's story is called If I Had the Wings of an Angel. The Baltimore Asylum of the Critically Insane is located in a 250-year-old brick star fortress. In its subterranean levels is the ward 5E, a section surrounded by walls 14 feet thick. The guards on ward 5E are rotated every 12 hours. In the American penal system, this facility is where the worst of the worst are warehoused. It is called the Zoo. The reigning king of the zoo is inmate 471066J, Leonard C. Parker. Mr. Parker dispatched a guard to his creator with no more than 2 sheets of notepaper. He did this in less than 5 minutes.
Thank you, Tom. And keep up the good work on the updates. I mean, do we have any really weird statistics? Oh, I could really send them a friend. Like, the percentage of nouns. Or the number of times the letter Q appears in a story. No, he's just, no, don't do it. Don't do it, man. Don't just stick the stuff in the row and the, that's, I'm a bastard. Oh, well, my breakfast is getting cold, which is good because it's cold cereal. So I'll go down there in a bit and get it. It's not going to run out. And if it does, I'll just burn the place down. Right. Next up is Abernathy has returned. Oh, good. And did not record it. So, Midget, get over here. I know you. Don't do that with the coffee pot. Okay. At least I can guarantee you one thing. There won't be any cats interrupting this. I don't think I packed them. I hope I didn't. Otherwise, they haven't shown themselves. They're either on loose in the airplane or at the airport, or they're in that one pocket I never check. Here's Abernathy's story. I hope you enjoy.
They met at the same time every day. The sun was just setting and the zoo was winding down. Nora walked over to Larry. They waited patiently for the last of the visitors to leave. Larry turned to Nora. Not sure if I can do this anymore. Nora felt his sad gaze and asked, What choice do you have? Larry grumbled. Smiling, Nora said, Besides, look at the perks and the cool hat you get to wear. In a deep announcer voice, she said, Lair, the dancing bear. Larry forgot he still had the hat on and knocked it off quickly.
You know, there was a time when if I heard Lair, the dancing bear, I'd break somebody's skull. Not anymore. No. That just, those wild days are over. Now, the murderous look in my eye, well, maybe I need to go to the eye doctor and get new contacts. Thank you, Abernathy. I just, yeah. All right, next up is Paladin. Yeah, I said that right this time. I need to get fresh coffee here, huh? They have these, the creamers, you know, the different flavored creamers. I think they're the ones that had a build in Second Life for a while, and then we're like, what the fuck is a creamer doing a build in Second Life? Well, it's the experience, and it's like, you're a marketing person that needs to be punched in the face, but I wasn't going to say that while, oh, I don't know, they were giving money to my musician friends to, you know, it's like, okay, you suckers. Yeah. Actually, though, it worked because I used their product. I've got the mint. I'm drinking the mint one. I had the amaretto one before. And then there was the potash one. And then there was the rancid foot flavor. It tastes just like rancid feet. I don't know how they do it, man. I don't know how they do it. And then there's the underarm deodorant one. I mean, it's all cool, man. Oh, so here we go with Paladin's story. I should not get off in these rambles when breakfast is waiting. It's waiting and tapping his feet. Pickled pig's feet.
They said it couldn't be done. If I hadn't seen it myself, I wouldn't have believed it either. I've seen electric guitars, electric pianos, electric drums, even an electric trumpet once. But she brought something to the music scene nobody's ever seen before. All it took was one show to make her a household name. No drums, no guitars, not even a vocalist. Just one artist backed by lasers and pyrotechnics and 50-foot amps hooked up to a little plastic tube. That was the day the world got to know the Zoo.
Thank you, Paladin. And thank you to the midget, really. I mean, let's give the guy a hand. He's just really just tearing into these. I mean, come on. Get your hands back on the wheel. Okay. By the way, if you're wondering what the sound is now, even though I turned off the air conditioning, I'm so impatient to get this done. I turned on the microwave to heat up this one fajita that I had left over. Yeah, because if you're going to have a refrigerator, I mean, a bottle of wine and a fajita is a necessary thing. I've still got a bottle of wine in there. I'm going to crack that open tonight. That's going to be tonight's drinking because I know that Matthew's going to just drag me up there and Beth's going to be a pain in the butt about it and be like, I don't have any stories prepared. Duh. As if I, you know, don't have them bookmarked and synced in the phone. You know, in case, you know, on the spot I'm walking down the street. We demand a 100-word story or you will not pass. And it's like, whatever. Goddamn TSA. Oh, crap. They want me to strip search now. Okay, so here comes the midget with Paladin's story. Nope, you already read Paladin's story. What are you doing? Then it's got to be TJ. Oh, TJ! He took a break last week. Folks, wow. And he picked out two stories to think about for that. And I think we're going to go with this one. Because I think I can come up with... I think I can come up with an image that'll work on the magnet. So I'm doing a little sip. So once I get back down to Houston, I'm going to try working something up that looks good. I'll post up a few images, and then y'all pick which one, which you never will. And then I'll like do a release of like 10 or 20 of them and say, hey, folks, ready to mail them out. Who wants them? And then we'll do that every 2 or 3 months until I run out of money. And that'll be fun. It'll be like Brewster's Hundreds. So here we go with TJ's story. So, and it's going to be two. It's going to be two. Two and one. Two. So, is it going to ding yet? Isn't that fajita on fire yet? Oh, hold on. I need to check on the fajita.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota. And what? What was going to cover that? What kind of excuse? Sorry, I didn't get an entry in for Adventures in Online Dating because I was actually having Adventures in Online Dating. Oh, live chatting singles from about 9 to about 3 in the morning or so and then falling asleep. I mean, you can tell it's an addiction when it starts disrupting your life and keeps you from doing those things you enjoy. And, you know, there probably is a Porn Addicts Anonymous somewhere, but I'm guessing the meetings aren't nearly so interesting as you might imagine. Jim, looking around the room, I'm Jim. It's been 20 minutes. It's been no minutes from looking at porn. Yeah, I had to walk quickly through the Rubens exhibit. I very nearly walked much more slowly. I looked at a picture of Pamela Anderson and went home and punished myself. Since I'm not watching porn anymore, I've found myself masturbating to things that aren't remotely sexy, like The View. So, with that, my apologies, I give you...
Adventures in Online Dating.
In this week's adventure, Dana. EMusicalChairs.com finally started matching me to people in my area, like Dana, a city assessment worker. She appraised my dress casual sweater, assessed my manners and bearing. She filed interrogatives regarding my hopes and dreams, weighted against her own. She was able to compile a dossier and prospectus on our future together by the time we were ready to leave, but what impressed me most was the PowerPoint presentation she whipped together in support of her arguments. Cold and dispassionate as this was, I actually wanted to meet again. For her, however, the numbers just didn't add up. Keldamage. And for this week's
Adventures on Monday Day.
In this week's adventure, Gorilla My Dreams. Don't do this. Just don't. Don't meet your blind date at the zoo. This is a surefire recipe for disaster, especially if you're funny, like me, thinking I'm just really funny. I mean, yeah, there were the fake warnings I'd planted in her newsfeed about gorillas loose, and sure, my antics in a gorilla costume have brought the house down at parties, but to come up behind her in suit and tie, flowers in hand, and say to a nearby small child, "Oh, look, son, they were right. One of them's escaped." Well, that just did not go over well at all.
Thank you, TJ, and I'm glad you're back, and I'm glad this airplane is passing overhead. I've just... It's not as bad as Nardo getting up and just wanting meow, meow, meow. I hope he's doing all right. I need to call my wife again and see how he's doing. He's probably just all, you know, sleeping on my pillow going, "When's he going to be back?" Then he's going to stick his butt in my face when I get home. It's like, "Oh, you." I really want to know how the cats downtown are doing. I'll see them Tuesday. I go back to work Tuesday. Monday is travel day, and then get home, and look at all the receipts that I've stacked up, and it's like, oh my God. One thing that's really weird, though, people aren't selling CDs at this. You know, it's all, I need to ask folks, "Hey, you know, you got anything that, you know, I can get that signed, add it to my, I was hoping to add to my collection," and I don't got nothing. And I'm like, ah, oh, it sucks, man. Everything's digital now. You got nothing. You got nothing, man. It's like you got a this. Not even a flimsy thing or a photo or, you know, it's all on the Facebook. Well, except for this. No, this podcast is on the Facebook. I should just... Right. We've got a story by Norval Joe. So let's play the story by Norval Joe. Okay, enough. Enough. Enough rambling. You know, I need to get to breakfast at some... Ooh, I had the fajita. I put in for like 4 minutes. Right. I don't think melted cheese is supposed to... I don't know. I think I may have broken it down into gaseous form. So I'm breathing cheese. So I'm going to have green lung disease in 20 years. So, like all the miners on the moon. So here we go with Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 287 with a prompt of zoo. I was planning on doing NaNoWriMo this year, and I had in my mind I wanted to do something socially important. So I had this plan to write a novel about the political and economic collapse of the United States, you know, based on our current and ever-expanding service industry that I don't believe has a real foundation, that we're headed for an inevitable collapse. Especially because of our politicians who are unconcerned about the electorate, more concerned about re-election and special interest groups and political action committees. But that seemed to be too complex. So I've decided to write my NaNoWriMo novel this year about the absurdly confusing adventures of Flypaper Boy. So you won't be hearing about Flypaper Boy for a while because I'll be using all my new ideas for the novel. But you won't miss him, I'm sure. Here's my story for prompt number 287, the zoo. Milford Sackhacker went to the zoo every day at lunchtime and watched the monkeys on their island. Surrounded by a moat, they were protected from malicious visitors and at the same time trapped. They lived comfortably, yet Milford felt this was wrong. these creatures were denied the rights guaranteed to other primates. Early one morning, Milford dressed as a zookeeper and slipped into the zoo. He rowed a small boat out to their island. "I've come to set you free," he told them. Unfortunately, they recognized him from his daily visits and thought he must be a pervert. They ran away screaming. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Yay, Pervert Island, Pervert Island. Is that the new island that Jack set? No, Jack didn't set that up. No. Thank you, Norval Joe. By the way, the Second Life people are having, like, an island sale. It's not really a sale, though. They're just knocking off the useless setup fee. But they collect the first month's hosting for it. I'm not going to call it tier. I'm going to call it hosting. For their server space. Let's not call it island. And let's not call them residents. Let's call them customers. Let's not call them Linden. Let's call them staff. And let's not call it fun. Let's call it what's going to break now. And let's not call it a community. Let's call it a user base. And I'm so depressed. Ooh, I'm in a hotel. I'm in a happy hotel. Oh, and monkeys. What is it with monkeys? Everybody's just focusing on monkeys, man. Monkeys and pandas. Okay, so when I went to the Houston Zoo, there were no panthers. They had a big lion, all right? And that's not the same lion that used to roar. And the gibbons were, hooting. But, man, I remember when I would be sitting at Rice and, in Baker Cloisters and just like, ooh, the gibbons, ooh, the lion. And I'm like, cool. When I was down there the other day, though, I didn't go to Rice. I didn't go in there. I should have. I had plenty of time. I should have, but I never go in. I never walk in there. I may do that Tuesday on the way. No, because then there's going to be Lawrence, and it's going to start getting colder and darker, and I need to get home before it's dark, and I turn into a werewolf, and maybe that'll be a Halloween story. I don't know. Oh, one more story. Oh, cool. Oh, this is from someone new. And they took their time, so it's going to be really good. It's by Sachi Rexon. So, all right. Yeah, bring them all in, Abernathy. Bring them all in. Get them all in. Let's turn this into the Abernathy show. Then I can take a break. We got to teach you how to record. Anyway, here's Sachi. So, welcome. And you've had to wait 32 minutes for your story, so I suck.
The zoo? Really? Why is it when I hear the word, I just can't stop all the bad memories? Normally, when people hear they're going to the zoo, they think all about the wonderful things they can see and experience. Not I. The zoo just reminds me of the time the orangutan vomited over the glass. Or the time the elephant, Simba, peed and it got all over my leg. Pandas! Oh, the thought of a panda scares the living crap out of me. Just a friendly PSA. Don't get too close. The zoo.
Thank you, Sachi. And it looks like you hit the midget sweet spot, which is neurotic and a little over the edge. So, then perfect. There you go. You know how, if you're not going to record them, and you write them just, you go, pow! God, what was it, 16-7? I didn't see any of the game, because, okay, so Lance is in there, but Pujols, Jesus Christ. Man, he's, the sad part is A-Rod made, what, $220 million for, how to fail in the postseason? He hasn't done shit. And yet Pujols now is going to be like, I would like $1 billion in this economy, too. So A-Rod is an a-hole for screwing it up. The Yankees should just stop paying him. But then again, the $1.6 billion for a new stadium without a roof. My rule for if you get rained out, you lose the game, should extend the postseason. You spend $1.6 billion. Oh, God, the things your stadium should do. I know that it costs $1 billion to pay off the mafia, but still, my God. Oh, I love this cold coffee. Okay, finally, we have one more story from Planet Z. So here we go. And I hope you're really enjoying the chorus of airplanes taking off in the background. I'm liking it. Man, that was just... you know, I didn't have to have a fan on, you know, because I need some sort of ambient sound to keep my ears from ringing too bad. Because when I get really, really tired or really drunk, so, well, but when I'm feeling really calm and I'm outdoors is when it's okay. So I'm probably going to just take a laptop to work and say, hey, can you just connect me up outside? I'll work from outside. No, not going to happen. They'll hook me up in the bathroom, though, I bet. Oh, God, bathroom hookups. Planet Z.
I remember seeing a zoo where the animals were in cages and there being brass signs saying lion and gorilla and other things. Then came open enclosures and plastic signs saying what they ate, where they came from, and occasionally they said endangered or threatened. Audio tours showed up, clunky infrared headsets and timed tapes and Walkmen. MP3 players followed those. Now we punch up videos on smartphones, getting a quick lesson and a bit of high-handed environmentalism in between the ads. I watch an oryx standing by the path flicker, then the zebra behind it. Holograms. Food was expensive anyway.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about the zoo. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other crap. Until next week, when the topic will be Halloween. This is Lawrence Simon, saying thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.